Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to run marketing experiments, especially when you are at the very beginning or super small.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the reason why I want to talk about this with you, Heaton. I was emailing back and forth with a single founder that is just kind of just built an MVP and is trying to start his startup. And one challenge that he described to me was the challenge that he was trying to be super data-driven and super kind of experimentation driven, and was saying that he was, you know, trying all these different experiments, but it would take like a week or two to collect enough data. And then a lot of these experiments that he's tried haven't yet worked. And he was asking me if he was basically getting to a point where he was doubting that this will work well, and saying to me, is it the case that maybe just really well-funded startups with lots of people can afford to run all kinds of crazy A/B tests and all kinds of different growth experiments, because most experiments won't work? And when you are a one-person team with very little money, you don't have infinite time to just keep experimenting with great, crazy ideas that most of them don't work. You might have to just do bread and butter things that are like easier to succeed with, even if they're not necessarily as data-driven or as experimental in nature. So basically asking, are experiments only for big companies or for startups with more resources, or can a single person be super experiment-driven and try to grow their startup from day one based on running different tests and driving different experiments? And I could not think of anybody better than to state this problem to and get probably a funny reaction that's like, this is a totally wrong way of thinking about life. But here's that's the problem that he brought up to me. And I was super curious to hear your kind of first reaction on that.
Yeah, I think the killer here in terms of mentality is comparison. I think that's part of the problem. To me, marketing is just about driving traffic with a goal in mind.
Right.
Well, what's your goal? Well, your goal is to get traffic, figure out how you're going to find the right visitors that are going to sign up for your product, right? I don't think it's more complicated than that. But yet, I think people tend to make it more complicated than that. And the comparison isn't helpful. It's not helpful to be like, yo, these big companies can spend all this money, I can't. That's, I think, where the problem starts and ends, is when people start thinking like that. And that tends to be where I see a lot of people get in a lot of trouble, because they start really comparing themselves to larger companies instead of just worrying about, well, how do I get traffic? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. Nothing else matters.
The other thing, though, is I think in this particular case, like I asked him what experiments exactly he's done. And it's like, I think it might be more of an issue, not of the experimentation, but of the trying way too complicated and sophisticated things way too early. Right. Mm. So he was describing to me, oh, I thought I'll try an email campaign. So an outbound email campaign. So I came up with this super, to me, over-engineered, over-complex way of scraping some email addresses. And then he wrote kind of four totally different emails with completely different subject lines. And he set up this email sequence and he spent like 2 weeks setting all this stuff up. And then he started sending these emails and realized that most people didn't open any of his subject lines. Right? So now you have a case of like, he spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks on this outbound email experiment, and he has like not many results to show for. So he's like at a loss of what to do now. He's like, well, I ran this experiment. I thought the experiment would generate a clear winner and a clear loser. And based on that data, I would know what to do next to scale this campaign and improve and optimize it. But I've done all this work and none of these emails really have worked. So now I sit here and I'm like 5 weeks of work, I have nothing to show for and nothing I have learned. That was kind of one of his complaints. Like I did all this. And to me, when I briefly looked over that outbound email campaign as one experiment that he did, some Facebook ad stuff that I didn't have a chance to really look into. But it felt to me that he over-engineered and made something way too complex and already had like, you know, four different versions of things, but didn't get the basics right. So was sending emails to people didn't want to hear about it, or sending emails to people that don't open emails, or just had really bad subject lines to begin with. So if you have five different subject lines that are all bad, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like you're not going to learn or gain really